Let's visit with Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, what's going on?
Good morning. Just ready to head to West Point. Looking forward to it.
Joe, I kidded Coach Johnson about suiting up A.J. Ogilvie this week for Charlie Villanueva's brother out there at wide receiver, 6'8", 260, 280. That should be an interesting matchup to see how the Vandy corners handle this kid.
Actually, I saw A.J. Later on that day. I had heard that, and I saw him. They were working out in the weight room, and I said, "Hey, have you got your football uniform yet?" And he kind of looked at me, and I said, "You know, they have a receiver that's 6'10", so we need a 6'10 corner." And he just kind of laughed. He said, "Yeah, I'm ready. I'm willing to go." So it is an interesting matchup. He's obviously one of those guys that doesn't have blazing speed. But when you get in a short yardage situation primarily, you know, I can think of a situation, if they're down close to the goal line, they just send him into the end zone and throw it up for grabs and figure he's got a better than average chance of getting it. So it will be interesting to see how he's utilized. He's caught 12 balls this year. He's tied for their lead in receiving. They don't throw the ball that much at Army. You know, they average about 68 yards a game passing and about 230 on the ground. But I'm sure the first time that, Casey Hayward or Myron Lewis line up with him, that'll be an interesting little confrontation.
You know, Joe, I really enjoyed, and you talked about this earlier this week, just flipping through their game notes and the media guide and reading all that stuff about the history of West Point and some of the people who've played football at Army. It's really impressive, isn't it?
In fact, they are retiring Doc Blanchard's number at halftime of our game tomorrow. Why they hadn't retired it before now, I don't know, but they were retiring two numbers this year, and his is one of them. That's going to happen at halftime, so that'll be an added interest and added part of the tradition of some of the great teams they used to have back in the 40s.
Unfortunately, no Theron Codrey for Vanderbilt. Injured his ankle against Ole Miss last week, and I don't think he's even going to be on the trip, is he?
No, and in fact, you know, the injury report's kind of like the weather, you know, just kind of hang around, it'll change. You know, we thought he might have a chance to go, now he can't. Jared Hawkins, all of a sudden, that foot has developed another problem, or the problem has returned. And, you know, I don't know now whether or not he'll be able to play on Saturday. You hope so, but I think he's now in doubt. On the other side of that, Eric Hensley, who you thought probably wasn't going to get to play at all, was back out on the practice field. And so it looks like he's actually going to get a chance to go. So it kind of keeps moving. It's a moving target, unfortunately. You know, a couple of these, you know, especially Jared's, has really got to be frustrating because they just can't seem to figure out what it is and stop it from flaring up again.
Joe, one of the things that we talked about a little bit through the course of the week, they call it assignment football, and that is really the case when you play Army.
Well, you've got to have responsibility. I was talking to Bruce Fowler about this a bit yesterday. You know, on every play, you've got to have responsibility for the fullback, for the quarterback, and for the pitch. And you've got to have it every time. And what Army will try to do is they'll try to load up with their blocking on one of those particular areas and see if they can spring one on you. So it's you're right, it is disciplined football. It's knowing where you're supposed to go every time. And, you know, you can't guess. You know, how many times have you seen a fullback run through the hole because they think, you know, the quarterback stuck it in there, took it out, and is headed on down the line? If your assignment is the fullback, you've got to have him every time. So it will be a challenge. These games are usually pretty interesting early because teams are trying to get accustomed to what they're actually seeing live on the field as opposed to what they've seen on film. Army will have the same issue in that they'll be dealing with a no-huddle look from Vanderbilt. That's going to be something new for them. And I don't think they've played anybody with this much size this year and probably overall this much speed. They played Iowa State. They played Duke. They've played Tulane, but I think Vanderbilt's probably a little bit bigger and faster than those teams.
And, Joe, one stat against a defense that the Vanderbilt offense should be able to handle is going to be red zone efficiency.
Well, 1 of 5 last week, and that won't get it done. You know, Vanderbilt was among the best in the country last year in that stat, and then this year they've really fallen off to basically two-thirds, of the time being able to convert. So, that's a real focus on what they do right in those zones to score. And if you don't score the touchdown, you've got to make those field goals, at least get some points on the board.